How was Christmas?
Great. It was great. We had a lot of fun.
Did you get a throwback jersey for Christmas?
No, this is just whatever Mark puts in my locker, I put on.
How has your preparation gone this week during the holiday and the traveling this week?
Normal, I think. Had a normal day Wednesday, normal day Thursday. We pushed it up, started a little earlier, finished a little earlier to try to give the guys a little chance to, do things if they needed to get them done, to try to eliminate the distractions of trying to rush and do some things late. I think most of the coaches were out of here at a decent hour last night so that they could enjoy Christmas Eve with their families or do whatever they needed to do. And, today gave everybody, the first half of the day. So, like I said, we've played on short weeks before. When you play on Thanksgiving, you got to cram a whole bunch of stuff into a couple days. This is actually fairly simple compared to that.
Is it important to have people be at home with their family?
I'd rather be there when, on a day like this and a night like last night, I think it's great. You don't get those back, so.
I mean, are you treating this like you got to win it for the playoffs, or because there's a chance you could make the playoffs anyway type of deal?
There will be no bullet that we leave in the chamber. We've got to win. I mean, if we want to make sure that we have an opportunity to play, we got to win. So anything we feel like we got to do to do that, that's what we're going to do. And I think that's what you do at this time of the year. You play your best and coach your best, and you don't leave anything in a locker room.
Are you aware of all the
No. Myriad? All I know is if we win twice, we'll play a third time. And that's what we care about. So
will you pay no attention to the – most of the teams that are in the wild card conversation play the early game.
I'd say this. We'll know what is happening to us to a certain point, and then everything kind of gets shut off, and our focus goes to strictly on the game. And but I know for a little while there, probably in the locker room, some guys will have it on, and we'll see something. But I think it's so crazy to try and sit there and figure all of them out right now that I think we'll just. Better off focusing on Philly and seeing what happens.
It's probably a little early to ask this, but given that there's going to be some playoff implications next week while you guys are playing, are you one of those coaches that's going to leave the scores off the scoreboard and Invesco and all that kind of stuff?
No. I mean, if that's going to affect how we play, I think we've probably got bigger problems. But we just got to play good football and do our job. I mean, I don't think our little slogan. Is any more fitting than it is right now. If we do our job and win games, then we take care of it. We don't need anybody else's help. And that's a good position to be in. And it should allow you to just focus on yourself. I mean, it really should. It gives you the opportunity to just focus on what you need to do.
Josh, with Dawkins being such an emotional leader and leader of your team, is there a sense that your guys want to win it for him when he goes back? Because he doesn't know what his emotions are going to be set. So.
I think for he and Buck, Buck played there for a long time too. So, I think anytime you go back and play a team, in under these kind of circumstances where you have some players, or a player that, has played a long time there, I know that the players will know that it'll mean a lot to them. So, I don't know exactly how that'll affect everybody's preparation or how they play. But I'm assuming we're all going to coach and play hard as we can. And hopefully we will do that. And I'm sure that will be something that those two guys will obviously cherish if we can do it.
Is there any injury report we've seen this week? It seems like Ty Law's been kind of touch and go.
Mm-hmm. Still touch and go.
When you look at Tony and Alfonso, have those two done this week, especially Tony, who's only been up for a
while? They're... The best part of about that is it's a competitive situation, and I think that's allowed both players to improve and continue to get better during the course of the season. And, I'm not sure exactly where we're going to be with Ty, on game day. That'll probably come down to, you know, the last minute that we're allowed to make a decision. And but those two guys have done a nice job of competing and taking the reps that they that they've gotten. So you know, that's a good thing when you can still compete this late in the year.
What about Eddie?
He's out.
Eddie's out.
Yep. Spencer Larson is too.
Ronaldo, he
should be okay.
How much have you guys facing one of the best, maybe the best punt returner in football?
The best.
He has taken a couple of hits on special teams. Spencer, how worried are you about special
teams? I mean, obviously you got to be concerned about him. I mean, he's, like you said, this is the most explosive player we've played, offensively or in a kicking game. So I think you have to play discipline, be smart, you know, if you can limit the amount of times he's back there by not punting, you know, that'll always help you out. And if you have to punt, hopefully you've moved the ball to midfield or beyond, and you can, you know, either force a fair catch or, you know, pin it back deep. But, you know, he's a touchdown waiting to happen a lot of times, you know, on offense or in a kicking game. So you got to try to minimize those things. You got to try to play well. And there's some teams that have done a nice job against them, and there's some other teams that haven't. So hopefully we're learning a lot of what not to do, and we can do the things that we want to do against them if we do kick to them, you know, and he has an opportunity to return it.
You guys haven't had a lot of receiver injuries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you missed any games. So we haven't seen Kenny McKinley on offense. Mm-hmm. How's he doing if he has to play as kind of a fourth receiver? How's he developed this season?
He's a rookie, and I think he's developed more and more as the season goes on. He's played a big role in our kicking game, different times of the year, and you know, he's ready to go if we need him, and you know, he'll be excited to play, I'm sure. And you know, you're careful not to overload somebody who's never really played much, you know, in that situation. You know, for his first or second time to go in there on offense. But he did well for himself in the preseason. And we know what he can do, and we know what we want to try to protect if that's the case. Brandon Lloyd certainly will have an opportunity to make an impact also. So we'll see how it all unfolds.
Let's see one more.
With those
final
guys,
Christmas question. There's a lot of pressure on you right now. Everybody came here for this question.
This one especially.
With the two guys that you already mentioned out, does that mean Peyton Hillis might get reps now? Full back guy? I just got
to put it. Yeah, I got these four emails.
If you just
give out your email address,
we'll
just send
them. Well, yeah, we'll forward them to you because I'm tired of asking them. So.
Mayor.
He'll be your fullback now? Would that be
yes.
Fair to say? And then how have those other guys done, I guess, in the punt return game? Because Eddie has been almost exclusive.
How have they done, or how?
Alfonso,
yeah, I mean, it obviously, you know, it'll change some things. I mean, both are very capable, and you know, so we'll see how it goes. There could be somebody else back there too. Merry Christmas.